Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
In a world full of noise, long-term thinking stands out. On the Capital Ideas podcast, Capital Group leaders explore the decisions that matter most in investing, leadership, and life. It's a rare look inside a firm that's been helping people pursue their financial goals for more than 90 years. Listen to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Friday, January 28th, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Nick, and Brinny.
Nice.
So we left you on a cliffhanger on the main show.
What does it mean?
What does it mean? I don't know how Mike Borden of Faith No More came up, but he's a friend of mine.
He came up because you were bragging that he loves your kazoo playing.
Well, that's
how he came up.
That's because of the kazoo
day. And then
kazoo day.
You went so far as to say, half the people in my band love it, and I'm like,
yeah,
because
me and Mike love it,
right? And so you're calling Mike Borden a member of your band,
right? And then I went, oh, that's a good point. That's right. This is how it happened. Yeah,
yes.
I'm gonna ask him officially. By the way, once you get him talking, he will not stop talking.
He's still
texting me now. He's going on and on.
Let's get him on the phone.
Let me ask if he wants to.
Oh my God!
To come on the phone,
he's not. He's gonna say, "No, I'm already the coolest guy on the planet. I don't need to do anything that could damage that."
I'm in the middle of the show.
I'll let you answer the question of whether or not you're my drummer. You're my drummer.
I can't wait till he says, "No."
Yeah, he's gonna say no.
I need to at least appear that I have better things to do than that.
No, he doesn't. He knows that he doesn't. So
his tour guy can't.
He knows I know that he doesn't. So. Well, now he suddenly shut up.
Right.
So that's weird.
So what's the answer? Let's hear it.
Okay. So I said, I texted, "Are you my drummer or what?" In all caps. And he said, "Of course, but only if and when you want me drumming on you. No non-consensual drumming from this dude. Happy to spend what's left of my hearing with you and John." And he spells it John, because that's what we all call John. I said, "Lol, that is actually so sweet. I love you." And he says, "As long as you don't do something like this."
All right, so he sends a video. Here it is.
This is Faith No More on stage.
There's Mike.
There's
at the
Mike
bottom left corner.
On the drums, looking up at Mike Patton, who's standing on an amp. And oh my God.
Why would he do that?
He just did a flip into and onto Mike Borden.
Drums have so many metal parts. So many.
Looks like you would hurt yourself badly.
And pointy cymbal holders, whatever they call those.
And now Mike Borden is on stage having to act like he's not mad. That the guy just crashed into his drums. I hope that was their last song.
I hope so, too.
He'll come on. He'll come on.
Oh, this is all exciting.
Right,
Jenna,
this is exciting.
Jenna, just...
I'm going to give him your number.
Sure.
Is that...
have him...
Can I give your number to Bryn?
Just shoot me the contact. I want to do FaceTime audio. It sounds better.
Call you. Okay. He says... You can cut all this out. He says FaceTime audio is best.
Just share the contact with me.
Okay, well, he doesn't said, well.
Right. Okay, fine.
No, right. it's fine. You know, I'll do it. I know.
You guys, we got to get this going. Hold on. They got to turn this around and post this at 10 o'clock.
Or else we're going to have everybody coming after us like they did last time.
Borden. Mike Borden. Share contact with Bryn.
All right. Oh, damn.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Okay.
There you are.
Okay, give me a sec.
Okay. So he's coming on, and we can talk about what the hell happened. I hope that was his last... That was the last song of the night when Mike Patton decided he was going to jump down onto Mike's drums. The other thing I want to talk about during the Secret Show, if we get a chance, because I want to warn you right now, Mike Borden, talker.
Mm.
He's a talker.
Oh, well, good. Well, you two do your thing, and I'm going to listen.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, I'm a super fan. I can't talk.
No, I'm gay. Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, here
don't
we go.
Fan
What's
boy
up, Mike?
Out
you
of
there,
me
Mike?
Now. Mike?
Hi, Sarah.
Oh, hey, Marilee. Oh, this is Mike's person?
That's my manager.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You got to get through layers. It's not that easy.
Bye, guys. Have fun.
Bye, Marilee. Ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning, people.
The legendary drummer for Faith No More, Mike Borden, is now live on The Secret Show.
Hello.
Hello. So, Mike, you're a longtime rock star. We're working on your audio right now. Make sure you're loud enough.
Oh, I don't. I keep trying to see him.
No, he's not on the Zoom.
It says FaceTime, but it's not showing FaceTime. So let me just be clear. No members of your massively gigantic, enormous, and loyal following listen to Ozzy Osbourne.
What? Who said that? I listen to Ozzy all the time.
You did. I also did 15 years and 1,000 shows with him, too, you know.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, Vinny goes, yeah, but he was also in Faith No More, the greatest band in the whole world.
Faith No More Day.
Well, look,
Faith No More Day.
I'm also an Ozzy guy, too, but come on, Faith No More. Come on.
I don't know. It's,
All right, I want to start with the video that you just sent me of Mike Patton.
Well, can I just pre-limit with one thing real
quick? Yeah, go ahead, please.
And then I promise I'll let you drive. That's the problem with drummers, you see.
I know.
If you let drummers in, hey, who stole my wife's phone? If you let drummers in the car, they try to drive. And you know what happens. So, but let me just, if I can direct you just one second.
Please.
I'd like to wish my singer Mike Patton, which was yesterday, a very, very happy birthday. He shares that birthday with our very dear friend up here named Alex. She had her birthday yesterday, and also some cat called Wolfgang Mozart also had his birthday yesterday.
Oh, it's so, an auspicious day to be born.
You know,
a nice triumvirate. Now you can carry on with what you were doing. Thank
Mike,
you.
How this whole thing came about was similar to what you just said, which was, I'd like to wish my singer, and what Sarah had said was, oh yeah, my drummer, and I went, hold on, you're calling him, you just went ahead and called him your drummer, the drummer of Faith No More and Ozzy Osbourne, 15,000 concerts over 10 years, and you're calling him your drummer, and she went, I better ask, huh? And that's how this whole thing started.
And that's how it all started. But it actually started because today's National Kazoo Day. And the one time anyone has ever given me positive feedback on the kazoo was you.
Yeah. Hey, well, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, no. Please allow me to thank you because now anytime anyone gives me shit for talking, doing the kazoo, which often happens because John's like, can you please stop with that fucking kazoo?
See, I'm bona fide.
And right, I'm like, excuse me, but Mike Borden of Faith No More thinks I'm awesome on the kazoo. It's not a direct quote, but you do think I'm awesome on kazoo, right?
I do, absolutely. Awesome. I've got a kazoo. If I was forced to have to go bust it out, I could probably bust it out within 30 seconds of right now, too, believe it or not.
Well, yeah, because you're a musician. Musicians have kazoos. That's what, you know,
well,
go
I'm
bust
a drummer.
It out. Listen. Don't
I play the drums? Does that count?
So
I hang around with musicians. That's the old joke.
So we have decided that that we're in a band together. I guess.
You know what? That's what I said about driving. You know, that's you. You tell me. The thing about being somebody's drummer is it's not like a dog, you know, pissing at a lamppost to claim it. It's more like when you need me, you call me, and I'm there. So I am your drummer when you call me and you want me there. Yes.
Well, wait, that but doesn't sound like we're in a band. I mean, you're not going to... That's bullshit, Mike.
I think you guys got to come up with a name and make it more official. But, Mike, let me ask you something. So
yes,
I know that there are certain things that must stand out in your long music career.
Oh,
and I'm wondering which ones do. Like, I remember seeing Faith No More. I want to say, was it SNL? It was an early show, but...
Yeah.
Like, does that stuff kind of stand out as career moments, or are you like, there's too many to even have one pop up?
You know, it was blurry because it was really insanely busy at that time, and it's like everything was. Oh, here's my kazoo.
All right, I knew you were looking for that.
That's what he was doing all
the time. Let's hear it. Let me hear it.
And not only is it a kazoo, but it's a custom made. Brian Kehoe.
Of course it's a goddamn custom-made thing. Mine's just a little tin piece of shit.
He just name-dropped everyone, and it went right over everyone's head.
Saturday Night Live was kind of insane. It was just the entire world had opened up. It's like the dog chasing the car for 30 years, and it's like, well, hey, man, whatever happens, God forbid, if that dog ever catches the car, what's it going to do with it? You know, it's
right.
Like... It's just the thing just went nuts. We had just finished close to 15 solid months of touring, you know, and we're talking about, you know, middle 20-year-old people. So it was hard touring. I mean, that coincided with Metallica's Black Album explosion and how their lives changed. Well, you know, the thing about Metallica and their orbit and their planet and their universe is that if you're even close to it, it's going to change and alter your orbit as well, you know, and being people that were close with them, you know, musically, socially, you know, all of that stuff.
You're still friends with a lot of those guys.
Well, I mean, I'd like to say how those folks have mentioned it with me over the years, and that's for family. So, you know, unless you do something really irresponsible or stupid, you know, yeah, you stick with your family.
Like,
right?
Come on a secret show and tell all their secrets. Go.
Yeah.
But, I mean, rolling it back into that, you talk about Faith No More and Saturday Night Live, which was awesome.
But a blur.
You know, you talk about career or your musical experience or whatever, and you try to revisit things and you think about things. And, you know, I've always been kind of one that said I'd rather not look back. Because I don't want to miss what I'm doing forward. But, you know, now things are pretty slow. Things have slowed down. And I do think about stuff sometimes. And you know, the real, I don't know, man, the one thing to me I can't get over is even before Faith No More, and it's my friend Cliff, you know, who died, you know, on tour with Metallica. And, you know, I just miss the hell out of that guy. You know, it's the more time goes and the older, and he would have been 60, you know, next week, you know, and we met when I was 11, you know, so.
Oh, I didn't know you'd known him that long.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, not to put a pall on your, you know, perky jolly show. That's the problem you get sometimes.
Perky and jolly. That's what you call a secret show. That's, you know, nice.
Putting somebody in front of the punch bowl and, you know, they, you know. Add their little, you know, magic juice to it. I don't know. Whatever.
What does that mean? What kind of magic juice are we talking about here?
All right,
listen.
Well, I just didn't want to say you don't want somebody to piss in the punch bowl.
No, that's you can say that.
You
totally
can say
fine.
That.
It's a secret show. You can say anything you want. Hey, listen.
I mean,
oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
No, please
go
ahead.
I was going to say something about Ozzy because Ozzy was wonderful to me too. I mean, Ozzy was great. We had so much fun with Ozzy. My goodness gracious, you know.
We had
so much fun playing the world with him, and he treated us great. We were family. You know, one of my kids was conceived on a vacation with him in Hawaii, so they'll always be sort of part of that.
But, weirdly.
You know, I can't complain, man. It's like 15 minutes with a band that I started and struggled in a van with, you know, and made a mark with, but also another 15 minutes with a guy like Ozzy as a well-treated hired hand who just... All I had to do was go out and play Aussie music as well as I could every day, you know?
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
Well, you've lived that dream life. So many people would kill to have half the experiences that you've had. I mean, it's
and now
it's incredible.
You're Sarah's drummer and in her bike.
Oh, what a dream
gang.
Come true that must be for you, Mike. God, you're really peaking now.
It feels pretty good.
I'll bet it does. Yeah.
Let me tell you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Borden. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow night, man. All right, love you.
Definitely, absolutely, love all of you. Thank you. Hey, thanks so much, and you know. Keep doing what you're doing. Be a good teammate out there. And if you're a drummer, you know, don't claim anything. Earn it. You know, go out there and work.
Oh, you've earned your spot in my band. Well said. Well said. Thank
you. Very well done.
Be an asshole, be a good team player. And, you know.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Some of the best lessons don't come from a classroom. They come from experience. On The Power of Advice, a new podcast series from Capital Group, you'll hear from CEOs, investors, and founders about how they built careers, took risks, and reinvented themselves. If you're starting your own journey, this is the kind of advice you won't want to miss. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Ego, you know,
words
ego
of wisdom
is best when it's with in a band situation, you know. So, right on. Hey, thanks you guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Guys, have a great day.
Thank
great
you.
Day.
Thanks for being a good sport
Bye-bye.
About this. Appreciate it.
Oh no, it's not a problem.
We'll talk tomorrow.
and you never talked about that guy jumping on me, which was kind of.
Oh yeah, no. Was that your last song? I hope.
Well, I would. Can I just say one thing?
Yes,
about it
you can
quick?
Say anything you,
either,
want.
You can either use it or don't use it. But if you look at that clip. You can see his mouth, and he says to me, "I'm gonna jump."
And are you like, "Please don't"?
No. Oh. And I said, "Well, look. Here's the thing. I didn't know he was gonna jump on me."
Oh, right.
But he said, "I'm gonna jump," and I'm all, "Okay, be careful
of me." He landed more on you than he did in the drums.
Well, yeah, I just said to you, there's so much metal and pointy things on a drum set. He had to land on Mike.
I know, that's the thing. It's
the only slap spot.
I wanted to use that as a Yamaha, because that's my drum company. I wanted to use that as a Yamaha hardware ad and show the picture of him in the air and say, Yamaha hardware won. Mike Patton, zero. It kicked his ass. And, oh, hey.
Well, it wasn't his smartest move, so.
His leg flipped over in a whip, and his leg whipped me right on the side of the temple and completely knocked me off my riser. So that was, I thought it was hilarious. I really did. I've seen enough with him over the stages and the years and the moments and the MTV Awards, or you talk about SNL, where he jumped in the fan, you know, that was on the set there of SNL. He jumped in the, you know, it's like I've seen a lot of things, climbing the PA, you know. My young daughter, who's at art school, used to draw pictures of him when she would be on tour with us as you know, a six-year-old, and she would draw pictures of him doing, climbing the rigging, you know, or on the truss. So, you know, I'll show you some when I see you.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm going over there tomorrow. Yeah,
I'm going to put this video up on the Facebook page.
Yeah, we'll put that up so that people can check that out.
Thank you for thinking of me.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks,
yeah,
Mike.
It was my first time and it was painless, so I feel pretty good about it.
Oh yeah, no, we're definitely gentle with you. I'd like you to continue to be the drummer in my band, so we want it to be nice about it.
you know where to find me.
I do. All right, I'll see you there tomorrow night.
Right on.
Bye,
Take
Mike.
Take care, you guys. Have a great day.
See ya.
Thanks,
Mike Borden, everybody. Of Faith No More and Ozzy fame. I told you to get him talking, man. Keeps on going. He's got some good stories.
Oh, we didn't even get started. I could have done a I could have done a 3-hour interview with him, but I have to go surfing too. So
yes,
I realized as you were shooing him off, I was about to scream at you, don't you dare. And then I went, oh, but look at the time.
And it's so, also, truthfully, I just know that the longer someone's on, the more trouble they can get themselves in. And I just didn't, you know,
right.
He doesn't want that either. You know, let's.
Now he had
a good experience and he'll come back on and we'll, you know, be able to call on him for stuff.
I'm sure his wild stories could keep us entertained forever. If we can get him out of him. He might be one of those guys who's just...
He doesn't like to, you know, he's not one to like throw someone under the bus. That's for sure. He's not like me, total gossip. All right, let me go to the thing I wanted to get to today. This is about, look, I do not watch Euphoria. This is a Zendaya show on HBO.
It's interesting.
Never heard of it.
So it's in its second season now. Mm-hmm. And Dare, which is, I can't remember what it is, it's like drug addiction reduction through education.
Oh, Dare, you mean the program in schools?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's like Mothers Against Drunk Driving, but I don't know exactly what the
acronym is. Yeah, I want to say that was the program Nancy Reagan started during the Reagan administration.
Drug Abuse Resistance Education.
Oh, there you go. So Dare is pissed off about this show, kind of to say the least, because they basically, it's teenagers doing bad stuff. And I see both sides of this. You know, you got to have an interesting show and you want to have it be compelling and racy and edgy. And on the other hand, it can, for some kid, might be like, oh my God, that's so glamorous. And I want to meet Zendaya, so I'm going to do the stuff that she does there. So let's see. HBO series Euphoria. It says, Dare says it glamorizes drug use, addiction, anonymous sex, violence, and other destructive behaviors among teenagers. It's unfortunate that HBO social media, television program reviewers, and paid advertising have chosen to refer to the show as groundbreaking rather than recognizing the potential negative consequences on school-aged children who today face unparalleled risks and mental health challenges. And they're asking to meet... with individuals at HBO who are involved with producing Euphoria to present our concerns directly. So as I was reading this, I wound up watching a trailer for the show, and it does look like kids going through some stuff. Now, Nikki.
Yes.
Have you watched the whole first season?
Yeah, it's pretty intense. This isn't a spoiler because... in interviews, she talks about it, but Zendaya's character, she's a drug addict. And
what kind of drug?
Oh, I forgot. But I know it's like hardcore stuff. And then like,
is it like heroin or is it just meth?
Yeah,
or something?
They're like they do
and not just say just
pills.
Meth.
Yeah, don't say just meth.
just meth. You know, meth. Just meth.
Crystal meth. No big deal.
Yeah, and then there's just like a lot of sex and stuff. So like, there's this one scene that's always on TikTok.
And they're supposed to be teenagers, but they're showing stuff?
Yeah, my friend even sent me a screenshot of, it's a joke, but last night my friend sent me a screenshot of somebody tweeted, and they said, it's hard for me to relate to Euphoria because in high school, a friend brought a water bottle full of vodka to sleep over when my parents were out of town, and I made her throw it out. And that's me. That was me in high school.
No, I was never. I just didn't have the balls. To,
I didn't.
You threw out vodka in high school.
Yeah,
that a girl. God, what a good girl.
But like my friend sent it to me. He goes, "Why is this you?" Because that was me in high school. I was like, "No, we cannot do that." Like I was just paranoid of getting in trouble. But in Euphoria, it's the total opposite. And even their style, like they're wearing crop tops, boobs out, and it's like nobody acts like this in high school. Nobody would get away with this.
That middle school.
Oh, I was acting like you know what?
maybe
yeah, I wasn't.
High school.
Me and you, we were good girls.
Yeah.
As this show has progressed and as I've gotten older, I've learned to not tell my stories. And there's a lot of them. Even
too
sometimes
late.
Sarah will do a throwback to one of my stories, and I'll just be quiet. Like I don't want to make this go on any. It's because it's true that. Things have changed a lot about what we should be putting into the airwaves. I mean, me and Nipples used to go and steal booze, get shit-faced, and then lay out in the sun during our we had a I think it was a third period.
Oh, you got shit-faced at school.
Yeah, architecture class where the teacher was letting, because we were really good at it, he would let us just do it ourselves. He'd give us the project, and then we'd just, until he caught us drunk laying out in the sun instead of being in class. Like, yes, that happens. Absolutely. Anyway, back to the DARE program was started in L.A. by Police Chief Daryl Gates and then was adopted by the Reagan administration. So
I remember
I knew it was definitely in schools when
I did
when
in fifth
I
grade.
Was, oh, fifth grade.
Yeah, that's when I did it. Yeah.
It was a. It went national, and it was a. And then it turns out they say it was a huge failure. That's, I guess, an opinion.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, a truth. But I just thought, I thought it was Nancy Reagan's, but she adopted it and brought it national.
She was the just say no lady.
Mm-hmm.
That was and Nikki went, okay, I will just say no.
Yeah.
Like that, right? Just say no.
Yeah.
Well, especially growing up in Benicia, where it's such a small town.
Benicia.
Like. I was just even more paranoid. But yeah, if you look up some clips of Euphoria, it's like, what the fuck? What kind of high school is this? Are there no teachers around? Like, it's just, it's
so they're good in the school sometimes?
Yeah, they're in school. And
I thought it would be like all after school.
And there's like one dad who, like, one of the secrets in this new season, and it's not a huge spoiler, but one of the dads of one of the kids has sex with one of the students.
Oh.
Yeah. And then, so they kind of use that as blackmail. And the dad, and the he was in Grey's
Anatomy.
Now
the kids are blackmailing the dad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So wait, is this in the 80s show?
No,
is
it's this... it's based in modern time.
Oh, see, yeah. I would think it'd be less likely now, but I think back then, I told you this before. I on our one of our senior trips, I was like, I think a teacher's hanging with that girl. That's gross. I'm gonna look the other way. Like yeah. That's. It's, you know, now there's stuff in place to get help and say, that's wrong. But there wasn't then. I just went, right. I'm going to go, well, since he's busy, I'm going to go drink and no one will know.
Yeah, their style, like their costume design has gotten like a lot of attention. And I like some of the outfits, but I'm 28 now. I'm like, I would wear that. I would not have worn that when I was 16.
Oh, no. And you can't even imagine someone's parents letting them leave the house and some of that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but I really feel like sometimes when an organization starts to make a big, like, I really, you know what I knew of Euphoria before I read this story from DARE? Is occasionally when I'd have HBO on and I wasn't watching something, you know how it sort of scrolls through stills of their shows with a title and you can click for information? There's a picture of Zendaya. And she's got her head thrown back and she's lit like maybe with a red light and she's sort of a side view, and but she's recognizable as Zendaya. And I went, oh, it's probably something like dance, singing show. You know,
she's high as fuck. She's high as fuck.
And now I know she's high as fuck. So it's, you know, it's a double edged sword. It's like when what's like the Christian Coalition would like be like, oh, I hate this band. And then suddenly the band's selling out everywhere they go because everyone's mom hates them.
Oh, right.
Like it's a. You know, you want to raise awareness and say, I think that this is wrong. But on the other hand, you're actually bringing it to the attention of a lot of people who might not have even noticed it. Like a kid might go, no. Although, I suppose the kids, if they follow Zendaya and they know about this thing.
Well, I feel like it's more for people of my age group. Like, I take it, like, with a grain of salt. Because, obviously, my high school experience wasn't like that. And nobody dresses like that in high school. There are people who are doing drugs, obviously, and that's where some people will probably get addicted to drugs when they do start in high school. But it's a TV show. It's meant to be, especially for HBO, HBO really can push the limits. It's a great show. The cinematography is really great, like the way they film everything. So it is a good show. It's just dark. It's very dark and at points, and there are some funny lines in it, but it's a drama. So
and it's for grown-ups. It's not for kids.
Yeah, it's not for teenagers.
Well, look, I'm not going to, what I will say is I'm glad you weren't like that in high school. My high school sounds very much like this Euphoria. So I, you know, as far as like girls dressing slutty, yes, absolutely they did. Are you kidding? High school girls in the 80s? Really?
There's this one scene that's always on TikTok and it's one of the girls and she goes, yeah, I'm told I'm dressed like a hooker and none of you guys like me. And that's she says it just like that. And her outfit, I'm like, oh my God. Like,
is it
like,
a hooker outfit?
Yeah, and she did it on purpose. But that's like the scene where everybody talks about. And then she just pushes a bowl of like chili because it was like for some fundraiser, just pushes it because she's pissed off at the her boyfriend, because I think her boyfriend was like, you look like a hooker, you need to change. I forgot exactly, but she just went off, and I was like, this is great.
And you know, and thank you, Dare, for bringing this show to our attention so that we could spend 15 minutes talking about it. Now we know, and if you are a parent, maybe you should say, hey, kids, don't watch Euphoria no matter what you do. This is not for you, so that they will watch it. That's how things work. When you tell someone not to do something, they immediately go and do it. So, all right. Hey, thanks, Mike Borden, for being on today. You guys, listen, we desperately need your bad advices. How are we going to save your life if you won't let us? You've got to ask for help to get help. All right. Send your problems to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. And enjoy your weekend. Have a good one.
The end.